I did not have any relationships to report. So today is November 1st, so it's Diabetes Awareness Month. And we're going to talk about tackling the built environment to alleviate food insecurity among the poor with diabetes in Lake County, Illinois. Lake County, Illinois is the county to the north of Cook, which is where Chicago is, so it's about 45 minutes north. And I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Cheryl Bell, who is the project coordinator at the health department, Sarah Smith, who is the coordinator at the hospital, and the statistician and research manager, Hung Yan Du, and Beth Clark Hoffman. So I'd like to start with the model. I don't know, seems like a good thing to do. We're in the midst of comparing diabetes in different kinds of healthcare environments. This is the Be Well Lake County program, which is housed in a federally qualified health center in North Chicago, Illinois. But health, if you think about it, and this is the right environment to think about it, isn't really just about the medical encounter. Maybe treatment takes place in the treatment setting, but really health happens in the larger environment, and it's influenced by many things, by family supports and barriers, by the payer situation, and by society or culture and the built environment. So today we're focusing on diabetes control as it relates to patients cared for in a federally qualified health center and as it relates to the built environment. Well, if you think about patient characteristics, we think about their disease-related characteristics in the medical field, things associated with their disease and its comorbidities, characteristics of the treatment, and their non-disease characteristics such as age, sex, income, mental health, and other non-disease comorbidities. And in the economic recession in particular, but actually at all times, is food insecurity. The things that are highlighted in yellow are the things that we've measured in this project. There are many things to think about, like walkability and things of that sort in the built environment, neighborhood characteristics such as environmental exposures, the availability of public transportation, distance to health care, distance to the source of fresh fruits and vegetables, which we are looking at in this project, and social infrastructure like houses of worship, community centers, and libraries. Some of the social characteristics like poverty, unemployment, racism, collective efficacy. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's the sense in the community that people would rally around a cause if there were something to tackle. And finally, culture. Not intended to be an exclusive list, but just to give you a concept of what the larger context of healthcare looks like. So Be Well Lake County is a comprehensive diabetes management program targeting underserved adult type 2 diabetics in Lake County, Illinois. And it began in 2009 as a partnership between North Shore University Health System, which is a 5-hospital system on the North Shore, not just in Lake County, and the Lake County Health Department and Community Health Center. Lake County Health Department did something very interesting in the 1990s. They were a health department in the traditional sense, but they identified a tremendous primary care need among the medically underserved areas in the county, and they reorganized themselves as a community health center with public health capacity, which is very unusual in this country. So they now operate a 5-site MQHC, with a 6th site that has to do with the mental health services where they also provide primary care. And they have all the public health capacities, so they have all of the data sets and do all of the reports associated with public health reporting, and have many data sets like the hospital discharge data set, the birth certificates, and things of that sort. So it's a very unique organization, and they've actually won awards for their community engagement. So Be Well Lake County began as North Shore's signature community benefit program. As part of the mission of a nonprofit and also for tax reasons, all hospitals are required to show benefit to the community and not just about uncompensated care, although the IRS rules are a little bit different than the state rules. So Be Well Lake County was a direct donation to the Lake County Health Department's Community Health Center's North Chicago site. from North Shore and one of the fundraising arms of North Shore in Lake County, located at Highland Park Hospital. That direct donation was for the creation of a multidisciplinary team to manage diabetes, and also the North Shore subspecialty physicians contribute subspecialty care in kind. One of the major problems that community health centers see is the inability of access to subspecialty care, and that was true for the health department. In fact, in Lake County, there isn't even a VA that people can go to, or a county hospital, so it's very difficult for patients to access subspecialty care. Plus, there's been additional philanthropic support. So the program components are primary care visits, medication and testing supply assistance. For the most part, they're using the $4 generics that you can get at Walmart or Target, and then they supplement things that are more expensive with the donation money. Free subspecialty care access, so far it's included at least one bypass surgery for someone with cardiovascular disease, many renal consultations. I don't think anyone's gone on dialysis yet, but these are not necessarily single consults. They are oftentimes catching up for the unmet needs over the course of time. Diabetes self-management education, medical nutrition therapy. With foundation funding, we started doing retinal screenings, fitness programs, and nutrition resources. That thing in the lower left is a pound of fat. That's why the laughter is there, but those are some of the program components. You can see the teaching someone how to do diabetes testing, the fitness class. The gentleman in the back who's sort of hunched over is the personal trainer of the donor who actually gave the money for this service, and he's bilingual and he does the fitness classes in English and in Spanish. So this is a background to the current study. Access to affordable, nutrient-dense food is often lacking in neighborhoods where a majority of the residents are poor, and that results in food insecurity. Food insecurity is a U.S. Department of Agriculture term. I left the slides as they were, but there's sort of a new framing of food insecurity as opposed to now called levels of food security as opposed to food insecurity and food insecurity with hunger. So now it's moderate levels of food insecurity and low levels of food security. So food insecurity has been associated with a diagnosis of diabetes. So people who are insecure about their access to food are more likely to have a diagnosis of diabetes, but there's little to nothing known about the relationship of food insecurity to diabetes control. And finally, North Chicago is a food desert, meaning that there is not easy access to fruits and vegetables within a reasonable distance. Lots and lots and lots of fast food outlets and convenience stores associated with gas stations, but the staff, you know, they sort of chuckle wryly and say when we ask someone to have more vegetables, it means ketchup at the local gas station. So, you know, it's meant to be sort of a little bit of a joke, but it's actually the truth. So we were concerned because we knew that North Chicago was a food desert, the economy was poor, and it just seemed that given that diabetes is such a lifestyle kind of disease where diet and exercise are really the preeminent management strategies, that we might want to know how easy the family's access to food was. So we used the U.S. Department of Agriculture screener for food insecurity, and we just took people as they came just because we didn't know for sure whether we were going to have any findings in that regard, because most people do have cars or access to cars. But so we assessed the first 380 comers into the Be Well program using the USDA screen, and based on survey results, patients were classified as food secure or food insecure, meaning that they were not sure at some point in the last year that they might have enough money for food over the course of the month. So this is referring to a month time frame, but over the course of the prior year. So food insecurity is further characterized as food insecure without hunger, or that's called low food security, or food insecure with hunger, meaning that food really doesn't last for the month, and that's called very low food security. We draw our medical and demographic information from a comprehensive medical encounter database to which the food security survey information was merged. The community health center is not yet on an electronic record. They are preparing for that. So we created a form that mimics an electronic record and do hand data enter it right now, which is not a small project, but actually the data are very reliable because we're entering it ourselves. So the analyses are controlled for within individual change and were done using SAS. So this is what we found. Overall, 59% of all screen patients were food insecure, including 21% with hunger. 59%. Now we don't know what the general rate is for the community health center population because it wasn't assessed, but even if it's half that, it's too much. Food security was not related to race and ethnicity. That population is roughly about 50% African American, 40% Hispanic, and speaking English and Spanish, and then 10 to 20% white. It wasn't related to gender, it wasn't related to age, and it wasn't related to body mass index. In fact, the majority of the type 2 diabetes population is overweight or obese. It was related, however, to more symptoms of depression if people were insecure about their food. Among the less well-controlled diabetics, so that's a hemoglobin A1C greater than 6.5. I can explain what that is if this group doesn't. Raise your hand if you want me to describe the food and what the hemoglobin A1C is. Okay, hemoglobin A1C is sugar molecules attached to red blood cells. So unlike a blood glucose, which is what your glucose is instantaneously, it's the sugar attached to the red cells, and the red cells live for 60 to 90 days. So it represents diabetes control over the course of the life of the red cell, which is 60 to 90 days. So it's a very nice measure of diabetes control. We like it to be under 7, or even better, under 6.5, and that's why we split the sample this way. So among the food secure, you can see that this is not a very healthy population, so it was 8.4 among the food secure, but among the insecure without hunger, it was an average of 8.8, and 9.9 among the food insecure with hunger. Food insecure patients with or without hunger had significantly higher hemoglobin A1Cs than those without food insecurity. Above 9 is consistently associated with the high levels of morbidity among diabetics, the amputations, the blindness, kidney failure, and all of that, at a cost of hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to this country in terms of health care. And that's different even than the control of the diabetes, those are the complications. So not only are they food insecure and hungry, but they are also at extremely high risk for high-cost morbidities. This is said another way, the same information. So the next question was, does the patient's level of food insecurity have a relationship to diabetes control over time? Because food insecurity is rarely a one-time event. It's almost always continuous or episodic, particularly at the end of a public assistance payment cycle, like monthly, or when their paycheck runs out, and cycling like this has potential emotional, concrete, and physiological influences on diabetes control. You can imagine the body sets up for lots of food at the beginning of the month, and then all of a sudden there's no food at the end of the month, and so the body is not really ready for that change, and that cycling in and out has an influence on diabetes control. And this, in fact, is what we found. The top line is food insecure with hunger, so they are consistently over time running higher than everybody else. The intermediate group is food insecure but no hunger, and the food secure group is at the bottom. So lifestyle change is hard for everyone, but for those with more severe food insecurity, they're sicker in general and over time, and as a result, they're more prone to the long-term devastating complications of diabetes. And we had to come up with some things to do. I'd like to end on a positive note. We've started working in our community toward improving the built environment, and you can see the diabetes patients working in the community garden and harvesting. They do learn how to can and freeze and all of that. And we continue to work with the Northern Illinois Food Bank to come up with diabetes-specific boxes and things of that sort. Some acknowledgments: this is the Be Well staff at the hospital, in the community health, in the community health center, and I just want to thank you for your attention and answer your questions. Later.